supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find out about people's ability to tolerate distress and how that relates to potential opioid abuse?
It was a relatively small study, and what they found was there was a very high correlation between people who reported, self-reported, stress intolerance and opioid abuse, actually to a point where the likelihood of abusing opioids was 12% higher with distress intolerance. So one of the things that came out of this study was that distress intolerance didn't raise people's experience of pain. So their pain levels were the same. What increased was the anxiety around the pain.
So does this mean toughen up and deal with it? Or what are we telling people here?
Well, there's several things. When they clamp down around pain, around anxiety, around distress, we clamp down on it emotionally, right? The chest gets tight, jaws often get tight, neck and shoulders. So it's like we hold on to it. And what we need to do is the opposite. Now, all of these reactions, distress intolerance, clamping down, focusing all your attention, these are all adaptive responses to pain, but acute pain. So there's a big difference between acute pain and chronic pain. So you cut your arm and it's bleeding, you're going to be in distress and you're going to want to do something about it right away. That's different. But when acute pain becomes chronic pain and something we're going to have to live with, we can't continually react to it as though it's acute. We have to open up and simply experience it. Now, I use the word simply. You know, it sounds simple. It's really not.
But it sounds like something has to change in the conversations between doctors and patients. Because when you're a patient, you don't want to hear your doctor say, well, you're going to have to learn to live with this. But on some level, the doctor has to say that, right?
Yeah, but you know, if we're changing medicine from top-down medicine to collaborative medicine, the doctor would say something like, it looks like this pain is going to be chronic. Let's you and I figure out a way you can live with this and make it more bearable. There's some options, and what are your thoughts? That's different. That's collaborative, and that makes the patient feel better. There's one thing about pain is David Brio, the physician, wrote in his book, The Language of Pain. He said, pain destroys the interpersonal bridge. So that when you're in pain, there's no language for it. You can't describe it. So you're having a very intense experience that no one else can understand. And that makes pain worse. So for a doctor to use the word we instead of you is good medicine. And it's very helpful at many levels.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.